With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Speaker pro tempore Patrick McHenry of North Carolina announces that there will be a second round of votes for the next House Speaker.
No person having received a majority of the whole number of votes cast by surname, a Speaker has not been elected.
Nominee Jim Jordan not receiving the needed votes to win the gavel. Before the vote, Texas Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar was asked by reporters if there's any Republican candidate for House Speaker that Democrats could support.
I think they need to talk to us so that we can engage in a conversation about what the future could and should look like.
The House currently in recess before a second vote is expected. Also at SRNnews.com, as the war in the Mideast continues, former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, Admiral James Stavridis, says the U.S. aircraft carrier fleet in the Mediterranean Sea can handle Hezbollah if needed.
We're aware of the threat. We train for it. You've got those very nimble cruisers and destroyers around that big aircraft carrier. I think anything that Hezbollah can throw at the fleet, we will be prepared for and we will handle.
Stavridis tells the Salem Radio Network that the American display of military might in the region should send a strong signal to Iran, which backs Hezbollah and Hamas militants. Clashes erupting again on the border between Lebanon and Israel, where Israeli forces and armed groups in Lebanon have engaged in a series of low-level skirmishes since the war outbreak. An anti-tank missile fired from Lebanon landed in the town of Matula in northern Israel, injuring three, Hezbollah claiming responsibility. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 46 points and the Nasdaq losing 35 points. This is SRN News. A new poll charts the faith of Asian Americans.
There are more than 18 million people of Asian descent in this country, and more of them are Christians than anything else. The Pew Research Center says 34% of Asian Americans identify as Christian versus 11% Buddhist, 11% Hindu, and 6% Muslim. However, the second largest group of Asian Americans are those who are religiously unaffiliated, 32%. Meaning this minority group is following the general trend in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge in Montana continuing to block enforcement of a law that puts restrictions on drag shows and bans drag queen story hour events in public schools and libraries. District Court Judge Brian Morris says the law targets free speech and expression. A lawsuit over the matter will continue to progress in the courts while the injunction holds. Montana, the first state to specifically ban drag shows. This is SRN News. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett wants the nation's highest court to adopt a formal code of conduct.
But the associate justice says there's already unanimity among the nine justices that they should hold themselves to the highest ethical standards possible. Barrett spoke at the University of Minnesota Law School event just 2 weeks after the high court opened its current term in October, with ethical concerns high on many observers' minds. Barrett declined to estimate how long it might take the Supreme Court to arrive on a consensus about what its own ethics code should be. Keith Peters reporting.
Pacific Gas and Electric wants to bury many of its power lines in areas threatened by wildfires, but California regulators are balking at their plan, in part because of its impact on rates, saying it's cheaper to install protective coverings on overhead power lines. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.